Homage to all the Buddhas, homage to all the Dharmas, homage to all the Sanghas. The thought on meditation for today. This quote is from Kato Chisan's book, Soto Zen. Our tradition of meditation differs from meditation practiced by the Buddha before his enlightenment. It corresponds rather to meditation practiced after the enlightenment of the Buddha, because it is assumed we are already enlightenment, we just don't know it. Since this is the last Dharma talk of the retreat, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about entrusting ourselves to the way. This week we've been learning about meditation masters in our ancestral line who have entrusted themselves to the way. Not just once, but again and again, and then continually. Each person found their own way and gave it a unique expression. They are a great example for us all. They found the vast and deep refuge within themselves. The following is from Kanchi Sosan's poem, "That which is engraved upon the heart that trusts to the eternal." When you entrust yourself to your original nature, you are in accord with the way, roaming where it leads you, free from cravings. Even if you have had spiritual understandings in your life, it is very important to not hang on to the memory of your understanding. After all, that moment is gone. Here's another verse from Kanchi Sosan's poem. Cease your pondering, and there will be nowhere that you will not converse with it. To take what we spiritually understand and bring it to the conditions of the moment, to allow the understanding to teach us in the midst of conditions. This is what our ongoing practice is. It does us and others no good to have wonderful experiences without putting them into daily practice. Daily life and meditation can sometimes be seen as two different separated states of mind. Kanchi Sosan says this, using your discriminatory mind to seek your original nature, can there be a greater blunder? It is the deluded self that engendered standards of peace and unrest. Enlightenment is beyond such judgments made from like and dislike. Dogen says, however much you may be proud of your understanding, however much you may be enlightened, whatever your attainment of wisdom and supernatural power, your finding of the way to mind illumination, your power to touch heaven, when the opposites arise, you have almost lost the way to salvation. The opposites are not always as easy to recognize as we might think. It is easy to become deluded, especially if we think we are beyond such problems. Dogen continues, there is only one thing to train hard, for this is true enlightenment. Training and enlightenment are naturally undefiled. To live in this way is the same as to live an ordinary daily life. The acid test of meditation practice is in its fruits in our ordinary daily life. Once again from her poem, the Dharma realm of that which is, there is no self or other. So, of necessity, hasten to be in accord with it by simply saying, not to. Within this not to, all are alike and nothing is not included. We bring our understanding into the world. To make an offering in the most exquisite censer of which we know, our bodies and our minds. This means to keep the teachings, our understanding, our practice alive by being in the world with all living things. Dogen says our practice in enlightenment is to bring to maturity the nourishing waters of the greatest river. O Buddha, going, going, going on beyond, and always going on beyond, always becoming Buddha. Hail, hail, hail. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.